Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is here to preview the screening of Rock, Paper, Fish and some other activities coming up with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Welcome, Communications Coordinator Bryn Fluharty. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, SEAC, what are you all about?
So we are a small grassroots organization here in Southeast. We're based out of Juneau, but we work throughout the region, and we work on conservation issues. So we want to see a stop to old growth clear-cut logging on the Tongass and then protecting our clean waters. So taking a hard look at things like regional and international mines that have an impact on our clean water.
Got it. You're communications coordinator, right?
That I am.
How many of you are there here in the Juneau office?
We have – oh, that is a good question. I think there's 8 of us in the office.
Okay.
And then we've got someone up in Haines as well.
All right. So speaking of clean water, Rock, Paper, Fish, there's a screening coming up. Is it on Wednesday or Thursday?
It is on Thursday, so okay. The 21st. It's at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. And we're screening that between 6 and 7 p.m. It's our newest film. It's about a proposed mine, the Palmer Project, up in just north of Haines. So it's along the Chilkat River, or in the Chilkat River watershed, I should say. And it's at the moment proposed, and we're trying to take a pretty hard look at the mine and educate people in the area on what it could mean for local communities such as Haines and Clekwan.
Got it. And you said it's our newest film. Is this something that you produced?
So we worked with the two film producers, Colin Ayersman and Connor Gallagher, and they did a previous film for us called Irreparable Harm about the Greens Creek mine over on Hawk Inlet on Admiralty Island.
Got it. So Rock, Paper, Fish, tell us a little bit more about it.
It's a beautiful film. It looks at a lot of local voices. They did a lot of interviews with locals in Haines and Clekwan and really builds the story around what the communities are and then what this proposed project is and what it could mean. And so as a lot of people will probably know, the Chilkat River is this amazing, just astounding area that's not only incredibly beautiful, but it's really ecologically rich. We have, I believe, all 5 species of salmon there. It's really a wonderful coho run. There's also a late season bald eagle gathering there. So they have a huge event in the fall. The Bald Eagle Foundation runs that. And so it's a really unique location. And this mine could potentially threaten a lot of the a lot of what makes that area special.
All right. You know, I actually have the trailer right here. You want to take a listen?
That sounds great.
All right.
I think a lot of people aren't aware exactly how big Alaska is. You know, it's mine-friendly jurisdiction, but with that endowment and size, it's like going into a third-world country with that low-hanging fruit there, but you're in a first-world jurisdiction. It's an incredible opportunity.
It's going to be a large-scale industrial mine. And history tells us when you put mines and salmon in the same place at the same time, the fish lose.
If you have a healthy run of salmon, there's just millions and millions of them.
My family and my group of friends, we want that economic prosperity.
This land was set aside at one point to be mine.
Will it change the town? Yes, it will. That's the question every single citizen has to ask themselves.
Our people have lived here for at least 2,000 years, and we plan to go on living here, and we know that we have to protect this river in order to do so. Our lifestyle more than we do money.
Part of our battle for why we do things, we call it for those are yet to come.
I don't mind being an underdog. This is a fight worth having. It's simple for me because this is where I live. If you're not going to fight for that, what are you going to, you know, what are you going to stand up for?
All right, if you're just tuning in, we were listening to the trailer for Rock, Paper, Fish that SEAC will be screening this Thursday, March 21st at the Gold Town Theater, 6 o'clock. Is all that right, Bryn?
Yep, it's at 6 o'clock, and the event will be followed by a talk by our staff scientist, Guy Archibald. We also have a second screening if anyone out there is in Skagway. We're going to be at the Skagway Brewing Company on Friday, March 22nd, and our executive director will be speaking after the event. That event starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. But the one here in Juneau is on the 21st, right? Thursday?
That it is.
All right. $5 suggested donation at the door?
Yep.
Okay. But that's not all this week, right?
That it's not. So as a lot of people have probably heard, we've got some work to do around our ferry system. And we're pretty concerned about the proposed budget cuts for our ferries, which would eliminate about 75% of the budget for the ferries. And so we're doing a Support Our Ferries Ferry Action Night this Tuesday, so tomorrow the 19th, and that'll be 4:30 to 6 o'clock at Devil's Club Brewing here in Juneau.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, thinking of SEAC and the ferry, why are you guys concerned about the ferry system?
The ferries are such an integral part of our livelihoods here in Southeast, so they really help, especially in small communities, where you have – they're an essential part of life where you get food, you get transportation for medical reasons, for tourism, for anything that you can really possibly think of that you would want to go to other communities or to go out to the smaller communities. And so the thought of them cutting the ferries, it's really eliminating our transportation routes here in Southeast.
Got it. And this is a ferry support group?
It is in a lot of ways. So we're celebrating the ferries, and then we're also going to have materials there to take action. So you can write to our legislatures to either thank the ones who came out the last week and took testimony from over 400 people came out on Tuesday alone, a record-breaking number for the Transportation Committee, the House Transportation Committee. And then we also will have a fun poster-making event for an event going on from Save Our State, which is a support rally for the ferries on Wednesday at noon at the Capitol. And then some fun photo opportunities so that you can tweet at our representatives and really tell them, you know, Southeast Alaskans, we want our ferries, we need our ferries, and we support funding for our ferries.
Got it. Can you remind us the time and location of this group?
That I can. So that's 4:30 to 6 o'clock at Devil's Club Brewing here in Juneau. And it's tomorrow, Tuesday, March 19th.
Okay. And then there's going to be a rally on Wednesday. Is that right?
Yeah. And so that's not hosted by us. That's hosted by a group called Save Our State. But it's another wonderful opportunity for people to go out and really show your support for the ferry system.
All right, Bryn. What are we missing? Where's a good place to find you all online?
That would be our website. It's www.seacc.org. That's seac.org.
Okay. We've been speaking with Bryn Fluharty. She's the communications director for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Ferry support group Tuesday night, and then screening on Thursday night.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. We just hope to see everybody out at the events, and they should be wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Of East Tennessee, all the work's about the same. And you may not go to a job in the ground, but you learn.